If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Yeah. Rich O'Brien. Has all that great music behind our cow commercials, and will continue to have that great
Absolutely.
Music behind our cow commercials.
Yes.
You betcha. Well, let's have some music, shall
oh,
we?
Oh, please.
Yeah,
yes.
R.W. Hampton is riding along with us this week. Donnie, catch a horse.
I left my home so long ago, I've rambled near and far. I traded my old boots and spurs for a cry and moan guitar. What I lost along the way, the good Lord only knows. But I ain't sold my saddle yet, and while I still got the time to go, I'm singing, Donnie, catch a horse for me. You know the one that I never could ride. Jakey, snub him up real close, gonna give him another try. Me and Tom will ride the cedar brakes and the wild ones rope and tie. Bonnie Gray, if you're still free, Bighorns to Dakota line, where the Belfoose River runs. I rode a many a frozen mile, but I had a lot of fun. I ran my first wild horses there, Lord, I've never been the same. I long to see the sun go down. Wanted nothing more from life than a family and home. First thing in the morning, I'll ride out and see her paw. Then she and I are gonna settle down at the head of a cottonwood draw. Singing, Donnie, catch a horse for me. You know the one that snub him up real close, gonna give him another try. Powder River, Tom, let her buck, the Missouri's deep and wide. Bonnie Gray, if you're still free, would you be a cowboy's bride?
yeah, good stuff there from our buddy R.W. Hampton.
Did you know that him and I have the same barber?
I'd heard that a long time ago, and I'd forgotten that.
Yeah, I bet you have.
I'm glad you reminded me of that.
What's it been, 20 years?
Yeah, 20, 25 years, something like that. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Things I learned from my farrier.
Yeah. The best one, though, I liked was not to.
Don't.
That's a good lesson.
Just don't. That's a good lesson. Yeah.
Well, when it came to shoeing horses, Dad was a good farrier.
Oh, man, yeah.
He was top notch.
Yes,
right?
He was, yeah.
So, Dad, teach me how to shoe a horse. Okay.
Yep.
Get under that horse. Yep.
Grab the nippers.
Yeah.
Get underneath the horse. Go to work. Right. And then, well, teach me how, then what would he say? You've been watching me for how many years now?
How many years have you been watching? Yeah.
Get under there and start working on this horse.
Well, and he indirectly, not in so many words, explained to us both why the good Lord gave us two ears and one mouth. So we can listen twice as much as we speak.
Talk.
Right. Yes. Well. So we did. We learned from a good guy.
Yeah, we did.
And we did. If we paid attention, we learned how to shoe horses.
Well, you still have to get underneath and make your own mistakes.
That's a fact.
And that's the truth. That's a true statement in anything that you're doing. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I wish I had learned the trick about tying up a hind foot to a tail.
Yes, instead of scotch hobble.
40 years ago.
Yes.
Then, Brewer the Shoer, you know, you take a cinch ring, you braid it into the tail, you take a single hobble, you attach it to the one leg, you tie a small rope onto the cinch ring, down through the hobble, up through the cinch ring again, and walk straight back.
That's right.
And the foot comes off the ground. It's in a shoeing posture.
Yes, you don't have to stand on your head.
You tie it there in place, and the horse learns really fast.
You let the horse punish himself.
Well, just let him learn for himself, just like us.
Yes.
We're learning by making our own mistakes. The horse is learning by making his own mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a more harmonious outcome.
Yes, yes.
But in honor of the fellow who taught me that, Brewer the Shoe.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's what we're going to do this week for Cowpoke Poetry.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the old shoer. He now assumes the posture of the shoes he used to nail. He's permanently bent and also looks a little frail. His crooked fingers are shaped like he still holds a hammer, and his hearing's fading from the anvil's constant clamor. The pursing of horseshoe nails carved a valley in his lip, and squeezing hooves between his knees has wrecked at least one hip. His hands boast the battle scars that read like rural road maps. They're tattoos with better stories from multiple mishaps. The textures of his shoeing apron match his weathered skin, and the two-toned lines on his face are deep and etched within. But more worthy and impressive than all of this instead is the wealth of equine knowledge he's stored up in his head. He showed me that a horse is more than just a working tool, that education comes from sweat and not just from a school. He taught me that a horse can mend a shattered, broken soul, and there's no better healer than a newborn baby foal. I learned from him a horse won't judge you by your roping skill, but he'll not forget the man you are if you break his will. He taught me how to work a bronc and do it without force. I learned more about myself than I did about the horse. He's forgotten more about horses than I will ever know. I care for that old shoer more than I can ever show. In these days, good horsemen seem to be rarer and fewer. And I was lucky to have been taught by that old shoer.
And that poem is a kind of a combination of three different people in that poem. Brewer the Shoer, our dad, and you.
Oh, me.
And you.
Oh,
absolutely.
My.
Yeah, that's right. How about a little Dick's
pick? Man, this is a classic.
So who's singing this week?
Ian Tyson.
Ooh, yeah. And what's he singing this
horse
week?
Horse Thief Moon.
Nice pick.
Old Horse Thief Moon, shine down upon us, the medicine hat. Riding on stone, shine deep in the canyons, shine deep in the coulees, shine down on Henry, he waits all alone. And his love, she's a rider of fast barrel horses, her braids are like bronc range, they shine in the sun. Ah, Henry, save your money. To dance the polka beneath the horse thief moon. And by tomorrow night, she'll be rising big and bright, golden shiny like a Spanish doubloon. Horse thief moon. Seven sections, they sit on them big tractors and they go around all day. And they ain't big on cowboys, they ain't big on Henry. Henry, don't you let them stand in your way. Ah, horse thief moon, shine down on Alberta, shine down on Henry, let his spirit soar. Shine down on the fatties. Shine down on that cowgirl that Henry adores. And we'll gallop from afar, guided by the stars to dance the polka neath the horse thief moon. And by tomorrow night, she'll be rising big and bright, golden shiny like a Spanish doubloon. Guided by the stars to dance the polka neath the horse thief moon. And by tomorrow night, she'll be rising big and bright, golden shiny like a Spanish doubloon.
Boy, you're right, Daddy. Well, it was a good pick.
Nicely good stuff.
Done, you betcha. Well, we are talking about things that we have learned from our farriers, and it's time to ditch out to
a
cowmercial.
Oh, no.
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.